Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio.
Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us. 844-843-6879 is the number. We've got, of course, Matthias Berbel with us. Hit Berbel. Mike Carver with you. And then the encyclopedia of college football. That is... Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. Week two of the NFL.
Week two, NFL. Week three, college. Before I get into all of that, I wanted to just let you know and update you. Cole has 204 strikeouts. And I was just looking at the schedule, Joe, to see. I think he's going to get four. Maybe five, depending on how it plays out, starts left. So you're going to need, you need one of those games to him to throw a real, like, you know, 12, 13 spot in one of those games. You need a big number and then him to consistently get 8 to 7 to 9 in the other ones.
Could I get it?
You're not dead, I'll tell you that. You're definitely not dead. But you're... You know, you're in tough shape, but you're not dead. He's gone 9-7-7-11 his last four starts. You need that 11 to be a 13 and the 7s to be 9s, and you might get there. It's going to be real close, Joe. Real close. When's he pitching again? Is he pitching tomorrow against Boston?
Is he?
No, he is not. No, he's pitching, I guess, Friday. Friday against the Pirates in Pittsburgh. He's got to light that one up, Joe. That's got to be a
light.
That's
got to
be a big
Gerrit
number for
Cole.
Him.
Light him up.
Big, big number. That's what he's going to need up. There. Light him up. Light him up, that's for sure.
Him.
I said it. There you go.
I said it.
We do welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe, so we have a lot to do. NFL Week 2 actually does kick off on Thursday night as we have the Eagles and the Vikings in Philadelphia. Of course, they played last year also in Week 2, Joe, and also in prime time. That was a Monday night game in Philly, a 24-7 win by the Eagles. Hurts ran in a couple of touchdowns there. Eagles are going to have some injury issues here, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Is they're not going to have Gainwell, who played the majority of the snaps in the backfield on Sunday against the Patriots. They're not going to have Bradbury, who, you know, one of their obviously best guys in the secondary. Fletcher Cox is questionable with a rib injury, but he's likely going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Safety Reed Blankenship also ruled out. So I did that already.
He's on a delay. He's not feeling good.
I did that already. It's okay.
He's not feeling good.
Who's not feeling good?
Mateus a little bit banged up.
Is that right? Mateus, you got, what is this? Under the weather here? What do we have?
Carver, my brother, I caught a nasty cold, but you know me, there's no sick days around here. We go all out.
No, there is not. We definitely do not have
blue
any.
Blue collar.
That's, you want to know what we call that? We used to call that back in the day, Mateus, when I was producing it at the Fan in New York and doing it. You know what that's called? It's called wearing the hard hat. You're a lunch pail guy, Mateus.
Wow.
You come in.
Yeah, he brings it.
You always have the hard hat on. There's nothing stopping you. It's like the mailman. Through rain or sleet or snow, through anything, you're always there,
baby.
Ham and egg. That's why you're the man, Mateus, because it doesn't matter. You always have the hard hat.
Let's go, baby. I always have the good snacks. Let's do it.
Ham and egg. That's what you want, Carver, a little ham and egger.
Yeah, sure, Joe. I do what I can,
Joe.
Lunch pail guy. Lunch pail guy. All right, Joe, what are we doing?
You need some dirty work in the boards? Carver will get it done for you.
First of all, before we get into any props, and I think we need to make a risk-free SGP for this. I think we have a 50% profit boost for this game.
Can you do it?
We have a bunch of stuff. What do you mean, can I do it? What does that mean?
Can you bet it?
The what? The what does that mean? Can I bet it? Yeah, I can.
Because
of course.
The props. Oh, you just can't do.
Well, this is the NFL, Joe. That's college. I can't do the props.
Excuse me.
Please, Joe. You know, you don't know the. I haven't complained enough about the New York State betting rules yet. That you don't know that.
You know, it's a Dabo.
Dabo, come on. It's hard for me to get on him, Joe. He brought it in. It's hard for me to get on him, but now we got to get the player props and the awards going. Come on now. Let's go. 6.5 and 49.5 is where this is at. I was not impressed at all, Joe, with the Eagles' defense against the Patriots.
Saying that, I brought that up in the...
And now they're down two guys in the secondary as well.
I know.
So I think this is a problem.
So.
Oh wait, and not just guys in the secondary. Didn't they lose your guy too, N'Kobe Dean? And he out also?
I didn't see Dean out.
Yes.
Where'd you see Dean out? I saw three guys out.
They put him already on.
Gainwell. I didn't see N'Kobe Dean.
Hold on.
Making stuff up here.
I am not making stuff up. Hold on a second here. There you go. Here's from 2 days ago. I knew I saw this. N'Kobe Dean out for about a month with a foot injury. So there you go.
And
so
Fletcher down. Cox has a rib injury.
But he might play. But either way, Dean, Bradbury, the other guy, Blankenship in the secondary, all banged up. That's a problem for me, Joe, because if the Patriots with Mac Jones and their offense, their pop gun offense, can move the football through the air, and you're going to have Justin Jefferson and T.J. Hockenson and all these other guys rolling in, I feel like the Vikings are going to be moving the football here, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'll tell you this. I'm taking the over. I'm taking the over.
Well, then you are buying it. If you're taking the over, you are buying that they're going to move the football.
Well, I'm not buying the Vikings.
I might not care who wins this game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The fact that Joe Poe now is backing Kirk Cousins in a primetime spot with all these injuries, you know what? The backups will be fine. Rashad Penny's playing. That's enough for me. I'm taking over Jalen Hurts, 254.5. I'm taking it over A.J. Brown. I think his number's like 71.5. And give me Rashad Penny to score a touchdown. That much I know. All right?
I said it.
Lunch pail.
Yeah, I would probably take the Vikings with the points, especially when it was at 7. Look out.
Look out.
Look out.
The seams here.
There you go. All right, we got more to do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe, so here's what you're getting in this game. As I was talking about, there's a risk-free SGP, which me and you can never agree on. But we'll try to do here. And then I have a, and you have it too. You just, you never go onto that offers thing and click on it. Vikings Eagles 50% profit boost.
Okay, so you want to take it? Are we going to do one now?
I mean, it would be nice if we did something with it right now. Yeah, that would be a good way to go.
So I'm willing to do it. You ready? All right, you pick one, I pick one, and then we all pick one.
You're talking about the SGP. Was it got to be four legs or three?
Four. We do two each.
Okay, so two each. There you go. So you want to do that first, and then we'll work on the profit boost?
Sure.
All right, Joe. What do you want to do? What do you got first for me?
I want to do Jalen Hurts over 254.5. See, here we go now. Here we go. And then they took it off. I don't know.
They took it off?
It's gone. It's gone now.
It's not
this
gone.
Is what I hate about this now. What do they just flash it up for a day or so now?
Actually, I gotta say, I got a problem here too. They don't have all the players. I can't build the SGP right now.
This is crazy.
I need all the. You know me, Joe. I need the running backs and the receivers with the alts and the yardage, and it's just it's not gonna work. I'm sorry.
But that was easy.
That was easy. We tried at least. Here's what I do want to do with that 50%er. Okay, because last year, Hurts scored twice on the ground against this team. Hurts' anytime touchdown right now is minus 105. With that little boost they gave you, get it up to plus 143.
All right.
Unless you want to go something, you know, a little bit, you want to go a little bit crazier.
I was going to go Rashad Penny, but I don't even see him.
Oh, jeez. I mean, he didn't even play on Sunday, Joe.
Yeah, but he's active now. He's plus 220.
Well, yeah, I know he's active
Hurts
now.
Let's go Hurts and
Mike,
him.
Here's what I'm going to say. Why play Penny at plus 220 when I can play either Goddard at plus 230 or Hockenson at plus 210, two guys that I at least know will definitely be part of both offenses. And Goddard was absolutely non-existent on Sunday. They didn't use him at all. But we know that they're going to get him worked in, and we know that Hockenson's going to get his. Whereas Penny is an unknown, Joe. We have no idea. Penny could have three touchdowns in the game. He could also play three snaps. We have no idea. I'd rather go with something that we know. Guys we know are going to be out there. Do you not like my thinking? You don't like my rationale?
You sound like the Dr. Evil of, like, SGPs and profit boosts. Why do this when we can do that?
Well, I mean, what do you always say? Is why win games 48-10 when you can lose them 16-15?
I don't say that. I say let's go for it. Let's go big or go home.
I would rather do Hockenson or Goddard if you wanted to go a little spicy.
No receiving props. What are we doing?
Well, that's the problem. That's why we can't do the SGP.
What are we doing here? It's so annoying.
But we could find a good touchdown for the profit boost.
All right. For the profit boost, what do you want to do? You want to do Hurts?
I mean, I think
Brown.
Why do A.J. Brown at 120 when you can do Justin Jefferson at 110? You know, it's like, why? All right, Brown at 120 with the booster.
Why don't
gets
we
you to
do
1,
Brown and Jefferson?
Oh, you want to do that?
You can get me in on that.
Okay, so you could do that. It goes from plus 337 to plus 506.
That's not bad.
You want to do that?
I'll do that.
All right, you got me. Ian.
Right.
Jefferson and Brown.
Okay.
Both to score. You sure you don't want to do the two tight ends?
Why the tight ends, Goddard and Hockenson? Why are we loving life with these guys?
No, let's play it safe. Let's try to get a winner here.
Let's try and get.
We know these guys are gonna eat.
Plus, it's a primetime night. They're gonna want to show out.
And neither of them scored on Sunday in week one.
But I'm not getting this profit boost.
Ah, come on, Joe. Go to offers.
I got it. I got it.
All right. I mean, really.
There it is. 506.
You're not a rookie here. I mean,
I'm not. I did it.
I said it.
Okay.
All right.
I just did it. We're in on this profit boost.
Great. Now, what do you want to do for the college game?
He goes, great.
Let's lock this in.
SGP?
Well, unfortunately, I can't play Hennigan stuff.
Do Hennigan over. I'll build it through you. What do you want to do, Hennigan at 275?
Well, if I... Now, let's be fair here. Are they going to light Navy up?
I think they are going to light Navy up.
If they're going to light Navy up, why don't you do 300 yards at plus 188
okay.
with three touchdowns at plus 205 gets you to plus 367.
All right. I'm in.
Hennigan, 303.
I'm in. We're in. Okay?
All right. Play it for me. You got. There you go.
I'll Venmo you the money. How about that?
No. We're not doing that. So that means, I guess, you're going to lay to 14 with Memphis as well in that case.
Here we go. You're going to lay. You're going to throw.
No. This is separate from what I'm asking you. What you're playing on the game? What do you like in the game?
I'm going to lay it.
Okay. We're going to lay it.
We have such a low total. I like Virginia too on Friday. I know it's crazy.
That's right. You did tell me that. You like Virginia on Friday. 15.5 now, Joe.
I know.
On UTSA. Wasn't UTSA 9 earlier on TV?
Yeah.
8.5 now.
Him.
I still got to lay it with Maryland, Joe.
I can't touch that game. I mean,
it doesn't seem like a game you want to be involved with.
No, I'm going to take Virginia.
How has Tulia played in the first couple games?
He's been all right, but I still like Virginia. I might do this. I might take
Locksley.
Memphis, Virginia, and then I'm going to take Army.
Why do you do this to yourself?
Why not?
Virginia. You and this Virginia team.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Why don't you take Air Force again?
I did.
You're going to lay it?
I have a parlay. You ready?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Memphis minus the 14, Virginia plus the 15.5, Army plus the 8.5, Air Force minus the 9.5, and Illinois plus the 14.5. Took it. In. I said it.
Yeah, none of that for me. I don't really... the only game that I would probably, on Thursday or Friday night, dabble with is maybe UTSA minus the 8.5.
Yeah?
Yeah, that would probably be it for me. You know, Joe, that would probably be it for me.
That's all you're going to do? Nah,
I don't love the Navy game. I mean, Memphis probably destroy him. You're probably right, but
I'm laying it.
Maybe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Nobody comes into our house and pushes us around. Don't think you really need that this week against Central Michigan.
Oh, no.
Don't need the big speech. Laying 34.5. Laying 5 tutties against the Chippewas on Saturday in South Bend. Might need that speech next week, though, when Ohio State comes calling, Joe. Might need the speech then.
Too funny.
You got an early line on that, Joe?
Which one?
The only half up is for next week is Colorado and Oregon.
I know.
There's so many great games next week. They don't have any of these other games up?
Nope.
Actually, here we go. I do, Joe. I have a line at one book of Ohio State minus 2.5.
Ohio State minus 2.5. I got it at 8.5.
Well, get the can out.
Nah, the can is attached to a couple of things, and I'm very upset. It's attached to the Orioles.
Well, the Orioles, they'll win the AL East, Joe.
Don't start with that, Carver.
Well, let's see where they're at right
now. Don't start. Don't be like that. You're better than that.
Hold on a second. They're minus 360 right now to win the AL East.
Yeah, but we have minus 360 with the Rays coming up.
This is a big series, Joe. Massive series at Camden Yards starting Thursday night.
Yeah, you're gutless.
Massive. Who's gutless?
Yeah, you threw it out there. Threw it out there.
Threw what out there?
That's a win. That's a loss. That's a win.
Win.
I told you. Him. I gotta look. I thought I had Notre Dame. Yeah, I do. Here, look at this. Here, I'll text it to you. This is what I have going. You're not gonna like it, though.
Probably not.
It's a Lisi future bet.
Let me see what you have, Joe. Let's see what's involved in this. So you already won Texas A&M in Miami. You have the Orioles for the East. Notre Dame plus 8.5 against Ohio State. Clemson minus 3 against FSU.
Well, that flipped. They're 3-point dogs now.
Yeah. And wait, they're 3-point dogs, and where's the at and home. The game's at Clemson?
Yep.
Oh, that's a play on Dabo spot right there.
That's a win. Yeah. That's a loss.
And then you go all the way to October. Alabama minus 7.5 at Texas A&M. And then LSU getting the 7 at Alabama on November the 4th. I'm a little surprised they let you put all these Alabama games in here.
You just can't.
And Texas A&M game. You got 3 Texas A&M games in the same parlay. I'm surprised they let you do all that.
Well, they did.
Usually they don't allow that, so that's...
Lisi knows.
You're the wheel.
Joey Wheel.
You're Joey Wheel
I
now.
I said it. Get the T-shirt. I said it.
Get the shirts ready. I said it, Joe. I said it. All right, so there you go. You should get them made up. That would be very good. We've discussed a lot of these games, and it's not the best week in college. Obviously, last week was pretty good. Next week's even better. It's kind of a in-between week. Let's do the really low-level stuff, Joe, that I know we won't focus on before Saturday. You got any interest in Louisville laying 10.5 in Bloomington?
I mean, Tom Allen is terrible.
Yeah, he's done a bad job. When's he getting chopped?
Yeah, well, he's on the hot seat. I put him.
I know you put him on the hot seat. I don't know if he's actually on it, but you put him on it.
Here we go. Louisville. I mean, I can't see Tom. I mean, I love the over in that game, though.
50.5. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wisconsin comes back home after losing in Wazoo.
Whiskey down. Whiskey
and
down,
they have
Trucker
Georgia
Larry.
Southern in 19.5.
Everybody telling me whiskey down. This is going to be the surprise team of the college football playoff. Remember Trucker? Crickets.
He gave me the big rig pick of the week last week.
Did he?
Yeah. 5-2 week, pretty good. All right, so the only reason I threw that game at you because I wanted to see you like you did with Buffalo if you were going to go after them, but I think you've learned your
lesson.
Different Washington State. That's a real team.
I probably would. Yeah, but Georgia Southern, I mean, is Luke Fickell going to get this team up in Madison?
Is that Clay's team, Georgia Southern?
Yeah.
Or is he the other Georgia State? Which one's he? Georgia Southern or Georgia State? Where's Clay Hilton?
Southern.
Okay. What else do we got here? Deep, deep, deep down the board. FIU visiting East Hartford. Take on UConn. FIU's been spunky here, Joe.
I know, but
I'm thinking take FIU at the 7.5.
FIU plus against your UConn Huskies? Nah, I would lay it with UConn. I think this is a get right spot. They could probably. I mean, the Twins only 39.
Get right spot. It's a get right spot.
It's a get right spot.
FIU's won 2 games this year.
Their win total was like 3.5, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're already 2-1. App State off the double overtime loss to North Carolina is home for East Carolina.
I like East Carolina with the
I do too. I think that's a letdown for App State after losing.
I'm surprised you're not picking this game as a best bet.
App State and East Carolina?
No, the Northwestern Duke game.
The Northwestern Duke game. Why would I pick that as a best bet?
18.5. You're not sold on Duke.
I like Elko.
He likes Elko.
When's he leaving? You know he's jumping the first chance he gets. Who's going to hire him? Michigan State?
Well, yeah, well, that would be a nice trajectory, right? Maybe Clark Leta to Michigan State.
I would want to get out of Vanderbilt as fast as possible, too. Work for Franklin, right?
What are we doing with this Washington-Michigan State game? I sort of like Sparty.
You think what? Rally around a scandal?
Nah, they got blown out last year. That was a hot game. Al Peyton Thorne and, you know.
Speaking of that
Tucker
guy
on the road.
I wanted to let you know, we didn't really get to talk a lot about this.
What?
Because there were so many games last week. That Peyton Thorne, he is awful, Joe.
He's in the wrong scheme.
Awful, dude.
They should just
like,
go to
I can't
Bobby
watch
Ashford.
That guy play.
Go to
I can't
Robbie
watch
Ashford.
Him play.
Robbie or Bobby? Bobby Ashford.
I can't watch that guy play. It is painful.
He got us to win. I'm not really.
Yeah, I mean, thank God. I mean, just, jeez.
Gutty, that was a blue. You want to talk about a blue-collar win? That was
blue-collar win. Tulane going on the road. Oh, okay, go ahead. What do you got?
No, you first. You first.
No, how about this what? What do you have for me?
No, Tulane. Talk Tulane, and I'll give a pick, and then I'll give you a
blue. Tulane, Southern Miss. Tulane hits the road, and they're 12.5-point road favorites.
I probably would lay it with Tulane, although it was an emotional letdown. I mean, my heart tells me Southern Miss. My gut tells me Willie Fritz.
Were you going to bring up?
I was going to bring up the I got to look. Nebraska Lane, 10.5 to Rocky Lombardi in the Northern Illinois. That opened at 9.5. Jeff Sims is out, potentially.
I mean, Matt Rule's got to win a game at some point, right?
If he loses this, oh, my man.
Right? I mean, this is you got to.
You don't win this game. You are in trouble.
What are we doing with Vandy?
What do you want to do with Vandy?
I kind of want to take UNLV.
Plus the 4.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, Vandy should beat them up.
I'll tell you who I like. You ready? James Madison got the victory over Virginia. Troy laying 2.5. I'm going to lay it.
I'm on James Madison.
You and this team, the Dukes.
It's my team.
Please.
I need him to get to 10 wins.
10 wins?
Yeah.
10 wins.
I'm on it.
You're gutless.
That's why last week was so huge.
Are we taking Houston when Holgorsen with the points? Coming off the loss to Rice?
That's another game. Like, I don't know, Joe.
All right. Well, I tell you what I am. I already put it in there in the holster just in case I forget. Over Kansas, Nevada bailout, just in case I need it. I highlighted it.
58.5.
Yeah. Hopefully Kansas can get us 53, and we need a touchdown by Nevada.
I think they can get in the 50s themselves.
I know. That's what I said.
I feel pretty strong about that.
Could be a best bet.
Could
the
be.
The wheel speaks.
I said it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. All right. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe. Some NFL stuff for you here. We'll, of course, do more college tomorrow. Closer we get to Saturday, the bigger the games we do. That's kind of how it works, right, Joe?
Yeah, we ramp it up, and then, you know, we build the base, Carver. We build the base.
I was watching some clips of Baker Mayfield.
No, you love this guy.
Here we go. From, I guess, you know, like, you know, mic'd up sideline stuff from Sunday against Minnesota.
Put on some pounds.
I mean, this guy is, he is just such a leader. It's amazing how things have not turned out for him. The way he's talking up the guys on the sideline, the way that it's big. That's why I root for this guy, Joe. He's got a lot of heart.
Are you serious right now?
I got a lot of heart.
Are you serious?
I root for this guy. I do. I root Baker. And I think he's going to get me another win closer to over 6.5 with the Bucks here this week against the Bears.
I hope they put him in a body bag on the field.
Come on, Joe. I mean, did you see anything on the Bears that makes you think that's going to happen?
Whoa. We're going to get one game and that's it? The Bears are dead and buried?
Well, you've already told me that the coach is an anchor.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what I hope. And we like to joke around on the show. I just hope they knock around Baker Mayfield. That's all. But you're telling me the defense. What?
That ain't right.
Oh, stop. Why? That it's part of defense. Does anybody play defense anymore?
You always love going after this guy.
No, I don't. Here we go. Because he's your guy. That's why. It's Carver's guy. When I have certain guys that I like, you gun for them. You're certainly doing college, you know that.
Oh, I mean, I went after you with. I didn't even really. I liked Oregon, but I heightened it because of how much you were in on Texas Tech.
You put the whammy on that play.
I didn't put the whammy on it. I just said I was going after you.
Out. Oh, great endings in Lubbock. Great endings.
Well, that was true. I was flipping back and forth. There was great endings in both spots.
Put the whammy on it. Would you have a little doll in the corner? Would you?
And that was before I got a cover I didn't deserve. So, although maybe I did deserve it. That's what happens when you play a hack quarterback. There's always a chance that can happen. So
I said it. Carver
I said it is right.
Wheel.
Bucks minus 2.5 at home.
Nah, I'm taking this. They shouldn't be favored over anybody. Todd Bowles, you're giving way too much credit for.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, I know.
The
Baker
good thing for them is you're right. I don't think normally they should be favored over anyone. But guess what? They have one of the teams that they should, the Bears, in their place. Bears stink.
Yeah, okay. Justin Fields going to run
over.
Can
we still get them for the worst record in the league this year?
Oh, stop.
Come back-to-back on. Years? Season specials. Here we go. No, they only have best regular season record. They don't have worst. That's a shame. Last winless team. What can I get them for that? 12-1. But Cardinals probably will. They're not going to win a game all year, so.
You don't think so? You think I got a shot at that 23-1 shot?
I think it's too early to really look at it because so many things happen, injuries, etc.
Too many variables. Too many
a lot of variables. But when you start looking down the line, I mean, I don't know who they're beating. Now they do play the Bears in December. They play the Texans.
You're crazy.
They might have a couple games late in the year, and Murray and Kyler might be back by then.
Yeah, because
Joe, I think that's going to be the determining thing for your bet. is how many games is Murray going to play the last 2 months?
Why are you going to scrape him up and put him out there? Come on.
Because you know he's not going to sit the whole year.
He's not?
He's going to play at some point. How many games does he play?
2.
Yeah, I think he plays more. I think if there was 2 games left, I don't think they would play him. I think if there's a whole month of the season left, yeah, they'll play him. Maybe they'll pull the same thing they pulled last time. Remember when they drafted Rosen and then they got the first pick and took him? Maybe they'll just be so bad they'll want to restart the clock with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, but they owe him so much money. I mean, why would they just pay him?
I know, but I've already seen enough guys get moved around in the NFL that even the guys that are untradeable contracts are tradable. They're always tradable. I don't know who would want it. That's another story.
Tampa, they don't have a quarterback there.
They got Baker. Baker's leading them here.
Baker, he's a one-hit wonder. Can you stop? You can invite him to the Corver household for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I told you he was going to go into Minnesota and give them the business. I said it.
Baker's going to meet the family before me? I mean, come on now.
Ends for Baker next week on Monday night when they get the Eagles coming to town.
I got news for you. It ends this weekend. The Bears are going to crush them.
Nah, the Bears are, they are such a loser team.
Yeah, they should not be favored over anybody. Todd Bowles.
Matt Eberflus. That's somebody that Bowles actually is better than on the sideline. Even you can say that. Who would you rather have, Joe? Bowles or Eberflus? And be honest.
Eberflus.
No, you are lying. You are lying just to keep the narrative going. You would not. You would never take him.
I would
ever.
Take Eberflus.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't, Joe. Stop. Okay. As much as we like to bash, stop. You know that that's not true. Not true at all. All right, Joe. What else you got for me for NFL this week? Anything else? Make you nervous after all the injury stuff on Wednesday? Any team? Tennessee seems like they could be missing a couple guys, and the Chargers, and they're playing each other. That's going to be a game, Joe. We're going to have to sit that out until Sunday till we know who's in and who's out.
Yeah, it's possible. I'll tell you what. I lean to the Chargers in that game. That's a dead under. I mean, there's no way. Tennessee can't go toe-to-toe with them. Unless they run Derrick Henry 47 times.
I'll tell you one situation that I'd never want to be a part of. That's the Chargers being favorites on the road against anyone.
Yeah, that's true. You know who I love this week?
That's not one. You got a major coaching disadvantage with Vrabel and Staley.
Yeah, you want to know who I love this weekend?
Who's that?
I love the Bengals.
Do you?
In the jungle.
At home. I mean, like I said to you the other day, you don't have too many games that are must wins in the September, but you really don't want to start 0-2 in the division. Can't throw for 86 yards again, right, Joe?
Probably not, right?
I'd like the Bengals as well.
Do you?
Yeah. Bounce back.
Bengals.
Good bounce back spot. The games we're going to butt heads on the most is obviously Packers-Falcons. That probably is
Falcons
it.
Falcons team, could we stop?
That's probably the only game we're going to butt heads on. Maybe Dolphins-Patriots, depending on what that gets to.
Butt heads on that game?
You're taking the Dolphins. You're going with Joe Public to the window.
Joe Poe.
Joe Poe to the window. Go for the Public.
Joe Public. Lisi. I took
Joey Public
this weekend.
I'll tell you, the Raiders, they're going to have some problems, too, if they don't get some of these guys back on the field.
Are you taking Josh Allen?
I would not. After Monday, there was no chance
he's
I would bet anything.
Like he's
not dead to me. He's not dead to me, Joe. He's the best quarterback I've gotten to watch in 20 plus years. So he's not dead to me. But I wouldn't bet on them this week after Monday. Even though I think it's a great spot for them. I mean, the Raiders are back to back. They're hanging out in West Virginia all week, Joe. Did you know that?
No, why? Because of the why? Because
they were in Denver last week. So instead of, I guess they're doing like spending the week on the East Coast to be acclimated. So they will, there's that the whatever it is there in West Virginia, the Greenbrier, who knows where they're at. And then they'll hop, skip, and a jump to Buffalo on the weekend. But Jacoby Myers was good for them last week in concussion protocol. Adams didn't practice on Wednesday. Bills, obviously, you would like to think, are going to give you a much better effort after embarrassing themselves on Monday. Home opener for them. A lot of things point to 38-10 Bills.
I love how you throw the 38-10 Bills.
It's just it's a because and you want to know what else, Joe? This is the type of team the Bills bully. They're a bully team. That's the Raiders aren't a team that'll punch them back in the mouth, so they'll bully them. Just pad the stats, make everybody think they're back. They'll do all that stuff on Sunday. Week one was week one. It's in the rearview mirror. Typical stuff. All the cliched stuff, Joe. I think the best game of the day, though, could be Seahawks-Lions. I hope it's as good as last year.
Seahawks-Lions was like, what, 105 points? Wasn't that in the 50s?
I don't think it got that high.
It did. It got into the 50s. Rashad Penny had a buck 50 and two tutties. Right all over. Two tutties, Rashad.
Oh, well, you were close. 48-45.
It was a Big 12 game.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Carver, that game's going to be lit in Detroit this Sunday, man. I heard they sold out of blue ski masks in Detroit because players have been asking their fans to all wear the blue ski mask.
I don't get it. What's the deal with the blue ski mask?
Well, Gardner Johnson wore the blue ski mask, not the same Detroit. Not
there
the
you
same
go.
Detroit.
There you go. Man, Lions. 22-point, remember this, Joe? 22-point fourth quarter last year to win this game. Seahawks were killing them. Seahawks were killing them in this game. Seahawks had a 31-15 lead. They had a 38-23 lead, and they blew it, and they lost 48-45. Wow. I hope we get that again, Joe. I like games like that.
Me too.
So you want to go over the? Then why is it only 47?
Because the games have been trending over under. It was a what, 12-4? What was it this weekend?
What's the biggest total this week?
Biggest total is
Eagle game? No, Chiefs Jags.
What's that? 51?
51.5. You like the under?
No, I like the over.
Gonna be hot in Jacksonville on Sunday?
Duval County. Duval. Pat Mahomes gonna light it up.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I usually do this tomorrow, Joe, but I will tell you, since we were just talking about it, that Lions-Seahawk game, highest scoring game of the week, plus 750.
You doing it?
Maybe.
You say, come on.
Maybe.
I'm highest scoring game of the weekend, I'm going to tell you right now. You ready?
Yes.
It's going to be Baltimore and Cincy.
Plus 850.
There you go.
That's second the one, Joe says.
My second one would be Carolina and New Orleans.
Come on. Why?
I'm going contrarian. Bryce Young.
Well, this is, the market is Sunday only. So it's highest scoring game Sunday only. So that's not in there.
All right. So if it's Sunday only, then we go Jets-Cowboys.
That's the long shot at 20-1.
Let's take it.
Why do you think that that's going to be a high-scoring game?
Because I think Zach Wilson's good for at least two or three turnovers, and Dak can move the ball on that.
Yeah, but they might not score at all. They might have zero. Is Cowboys going to score 60?
60? I mean, all right, then let's go Stroud and Richardson.
I like the Seahawk Lion play.
All right, I'm going to take a shot. What's Indy and Texans?
Indy and the Texans is 17-1.
I'm taking that. That's more my style. Mm. That gets me juicy, juicy.
All right, Joe. Great job as always. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you back tomorrow on the grid.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.